Good morning. This is the 11 a.m. hour, and thank you to Tyler for having me and my friends on air today. Congrats to Tyler and his bride Monica on their upcoming baby. And before we get going here too much, today is a very, very special day. It is opening day of Major League Baseball, and all I can say and all I can pray for is that we finally get it past the last step and finally win another World Series. Go Dodgers! Okay, my name is John Church, and I have a Laguna Beach-based sports and entertainment consultancy. I'm a passionate supporter and proud to be an advisory board member here at KX93.5. My history in town, I moved up here in 2012, about 1 week before the radio station opened. And so this radio station for me immediately became a connection point to the community, a community that I have absolutely fallen in love with. As my friends not too happily know, I refer to Laguna Beach as the center of the universe. It at least is the center of the universe to me. And this is just a very special little institution in our special little town. And it's unique, and I'm very proud and very happy to be a supporter. And not long after I moved here, I met my friends who we collectively refer to as Men's Group. It's a largely spiritually inclined group. We get together every Thursday night, and that group is really what inducted me into Laguna Beach and the culture and a lot of the social networks, and in particular, the buddy that is sitting here with me right now. His name is Chris Amadeo. Hello, Chris.
Hey, John. Good to be here.
Chris is a pro in radio. This is my first time ever on air, so I'm sure I'll do a lot of things wrong. I'll try really hard not to swear.
We're going back to college, okay? I'm a pro like a million years ago.
So Men's Group was, I think, really founded many years ago by Chris and a guy by the name of Dr. Gregory Wolf. We believe that he's going to be coming here shortly. He's had an appointment, but in any case, Greg is a longtime resident of Laguna Beach and a pioneer, really, in hormone therapy. He's an MD, very successful one. And he and Chris kind of co-founded our Men's Group, and he has a tremendous background and understanding of spiritual matters, particularly as sort of imparted to him and to Paul and Chris by a gentleman by the name of Dr. Brew Joy. And you guys can talk about him later, but I guess to kick things off, would love to have Chris, who is sort of a jack of all trades and kind of a Renaissance man in many ways. And Chris is a fabulous musician, as you'll hear today. He is a shaman and a healer. He is a master rolfer. He is an on-air talent, so he does voiceover work professionally in radio. He's one of a kind, and he's my dear friend. And so I'm going to hand over to Chris Amadeo to start the day off. I think the first one he said was going to be Benny and the Jets, which is pretty cool to hear on a guitar.
Thanks, John. No pressure. Renaissance man. Okay, here we go.
Hey, kids, shake it loose together. Spotlight's hitting something that's been known to change the weather. Kill the fatted calf tonight, so stick around. You're gonna hear electric music, solid walls of sound. Said Candy and Ronnie, have you seen him yet? Woo, they're so spaced out. Benny and the Jets. Oh, but they're weird and they're wonderful. Oh man, she's a relic. She's got electric boots, a mohair suit. You know, I read it in a magazine. Oh, whoa. I read about Benny and the Jets. Hey kids, welcome to the faithless. Maybe the blind, but Benny makes it meatless. We shall survive, let us take ourselves along. Where we fight our parents out in the street to fight who's right and who's wrong. So Candy and Ronnie, have you seen her yet? Ooh, she's so spaced out. Boop, and Benny and the Jets. Oh, but they're weird and they're wonderful. Oh, man, she's a relic. She's got electric boots, a mohair suit. You know, I read it in a magazine. Oh, yes, I did. They're called Benny and the Jets. So spaced out, Benny and the Jets. Oh, but they're weird and they're wonderful. Oh, man, she's a relic. She's got electric boots, a mohair suit. You know, I read it in a magazine. Oh, yes, I did. Benny and the Jets. I said, Benny and the Jets. I said, Benny, yeah, and the Jets.
Awesome stuff. That's local Laguna Beach musician and my buddy Chris Amadeo. We are here at KX93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM radio station. And I think importantly for the audience out there to understand, it's a nonprofit. Tyler founded this thing as an alternative to going to work for the big corporate beast that seemed to run radio. And he had a bit of a rebel's mission in doing so. And he couldn't have found, I think, a greater place than Laguna Beach to tap into that ethos. A lot of counterculture sort of ideas and history here in town. Maybe if we have some time, we can delve into some of that. But I think for anybody out there that appreciates community and the hub that has become this radio station, we would just like for you to please call 949-715-5936 or visit kx935.com to make a donation. And it's really in the spirit of the station's mission to build community, promote Laguna-based musicians. Again, my dear friend Chris Amadeo is going to be playing what Tyler has termed sort of uniquely generational alt rock. And it's just really, really fun to be on air, anxiously awaiting our pal Greg. And also in absentia today, Paul Heusenstam. Paul is a world-renowned artist and uniquely one of the few that actually is able to live and work full-time here in Laguna Beach. He travels all over the world. At present, he is conducting a workshop. So if you're at Paul Heusenstam's workshop right now and you're listening, hello to you from Pearl Street. And please call in Paul's name and donate to the radio station. Again, it's a nonprofit and can always use the support of the community. You can reach them at 949-715-5936 or on the web at kx935.com. So with that, I'm going to turn over to Chris one more time and sort of tap into some of the cultural zeitgeist that is Laguna Beach. If you're listening online and you're in some place other than Laguna Beach, I strongly encourage you to come and visit here. It's a really special and uniquely beautiful, and it's got a really cool vibe to it. And you know, I think that I go back in my mind's eye to a lot of the great and highly spiritual rock stars, and I can't think of one, Chris, probably that would be more so than you know, George Harrison.
George Harrison, John Lennon, you know, the list goes on. Kind of what this is really about, kind of saying yes to life. I was sitting here distilling it down. It's like I agreed to do that. I was basically with clients this morning, and my wife called me during a session and said, "Honey, why didn't you tell me about the radio thing that you're doing?" I said, "What are you talking about?" She said, "Yeah, you're on at 11 o'clock." I went, "What?" Anyway, so this is what transpired during the men's group. Basically, it's about supporting each other. So I said, yeah, I'll do it. I thought it was going to be in the evening. So I rescheduled clients, rushed
down.
Despite
me telling you 3 weeks in advance, exactly the contrary.
Exactly. I take full responsibility. And the other thing is when you're on...
So it's his fault, Justine, not mine.
That's right. So anyway, so I'm here, and it's about saying yes, just like supporting the station and the fact that it's here. So this was not planned. The set list wasn't planned. This is impromptu. And so we're sitting here looking out over Pacific Coast Highway, this little radio station, which is a little gem in Laguna. So if you've not been here, it's really cool. So anyway, so really what this is about is just reminding us all of how cool it is to have a local radio station that's conscious. And that's what we endeavor to do. So I brought a couple guitars, and here we are. And our friend Dr. Greg Wolf just sauntered in.
Welcome, Greg.
Hi.
Okay, dude, get a little closer to the mic.
So, Chris, I'm going to tee up for you as the next one. I referred to George Harrison and...
Oh, wait, no, I'm not doing Rishikesh right now. Okay, good. See, this is what you do with friends. You jump in at each other's stuff.
No, we talked about My Sweet Lord.
Okay, well, I got to switch. You need to. This is not the 12 string, so I'm gonna do one of my originals that you mentioned to me.
Okay,
and then we'll come back to My Sweet Lord.
Okay,
because I already did Benny.
So you're totally screwing up my order here. we planned it, and he's just throwing it all to hell, Greg. This is what wants to show up. That's one of the themes or the ideas of Men's Group, and so this is what wants to show up.
So this
okay,
is,
this so. Is, This next song then is a song that was written probably 300 yards from here. If you walk straight up the hill on Pearl Street at my old pad here, and it's probably my favorite song of the ones that Chris has written, and it's special to me because he wrote it at my old bachelor pad. So, Chris, please introduce the song and play it for us.
It's a song called Love Has No Why. When you're broken and you're left with your sorrow, desolation is a prayer rising to the stars. Oh, Mani Padme Hum, offer the chant. Oh, Mani Padme Hum, offers the chance to see that you have hit the big time, baby. Cause what you want is what you already got. You have hit the big time, baby. Cause what you want is what you already got. Don't take the fall, you already have it all. Love is here, always around. The love that we need can always be found. And when you're broken, compassion can be spoken. Celebration is a prayer, healing all the scars. Oh, Mani Padme Hum, offer the chant. Oh, Mani Padme Hum, offers a chance to see that you have hit the big time, baby. Yeah. Cause what you want is what you already got. I said, you have hit the big time, baby. Cause what you want is what you already got. Take the fall, you already have it all. You know love is here, always around. Love that we need can always be found. And what they sang, it's true. You take is the love you make, and all you need is love. All you need is love. It gently calls while the world is sleeping, so the soul can stop their weeping. Love has no why. Love has no why. You have hit the big time, baby. Cause what you want is what you already got. I said, you have hit the big time, baby. Cause what you want is what you already got. I said, you have got everything that you want. Just open your heart and your eyes. Well, it's not your stuff that really makes up your life. Just open up the eyes of your heart. I'm trying to tell you that you got everything.
I'm trying to tell you that you got everything. You have it the big time, baby. 'Cause what you want is what you already got.
Absolutely fantastic. I love it.
Thank you.
So, you know, I think that song is the ultimate expression of gratitude. I think everybody who has the great blessing to live in Laguna Beach feels that gratitude on a daily basis. It's sort of like being on vacation every single day, and we just have so many things to be thankful for here, not the least of which is this great radio station and the community that it helps to support. And if you're out there listening, it's a nonprofit. It needs your help. And just call in and donate a little bit of money. Their phone number here is 949-715-5936, or you can go online to kx935.com, /KX Takeover. And make an online donation. As Tyler also says, checks are always welcome too. You know, in the keeping of sort of the spiritual nature of this town, and the leadership that our dear friend Greg provides to our spiritual group, just wanted to welcome him. And you know, maybe Greg, you could speak to a little bit about the connection that you made here in Laguna Beach with Brew Joy and the friendship that it has fostered between you and Paul Huizenstam and Chris Amadeo and the group that I ultimately was blessed enough to join about 6-7 years ago.
Well, thank you, John. My spiritual teacher, Brew Joy, I connected to him through a group in Laguna Beach about 1990, and we would have ongoing gatherings with Brew, and Paul was there, and that's why I met Paul Huizenstam, and you know, it was a fantastic gathering. Brew's an amazing teacher, and in fact, the other day I was looking through my old, cleaning out my text, trying to clean up memory on my phone, and I ran into this amazing text that I had written someone of what I think is a quintessential distillation of Brew's teachings. And perhaps I could read it over to give you an idea. Chris and I started this mythopoetic men's group as a dyad, two of us, for years, just talking about life and seeking to expand our awareness of things, getting in steps, kind of a depth psychoanalytic process. And so in May of 2002, we had a gathering in Laguna, and I was so struck by what Brew had said at that gathering, at the opening of the gathering, that I decided to write down the words. I'm not really a typist, so it was quite a task. And I'm going to go find it now. Here it is. So this is from May 2002, and it really distills down what I think is an elemental teaching and what I actually work with my patients with, as well as my friends, and it's what we practice in a way. And this is Brew, quote, "Over and over again throughout the years, I've been expressing how important it is to make a change in consciousness before you engage anything, that most of us are habituated into but a single place that we always go to, and the world always looks the same, the same, the same, the same. The problems look the same, the same, the same. Situations look the same, the same, the same. And the whole key to this work is understanding how to find other aspects of self through an interior shift, because your state of consciousness determines what you can hear and how you hear it. It's just phenomenal how different we hear when we are shifting out of our usual states of consciousness into resources that we have discovered through our own inner work and through our meditative practices. So the first thing that we want to consider is that there is a social consciousness, and we have our personae and all of our masks. And then hopefully each of you have, by this point in your life, come across some deeper realization that you are not alone inside, that there are ranges and states of consciousness and aspects that you can draw upon, and you trigger into those through chants or simple words trigger you, such as perhaps compassion is a word that just triggers you, and suddenly you're feeling the influx of the energy. Perhaps it is love. Perhaps it is a word like E equals MC squared, which is a formidable compact statement that expresses a huge realization. And that can trigger you into an expansion. Without the expansion, you're going to find that nothing changes, nothing. It's the same stuff over and over again. So not only do we have this opportunity to begin this through the mystery of our own inner work, but there is a phenomenal thing that happens in collective work. There was a collective force field. And when we all begin to go into these interior places, and then we go to join with others who are doing the same, we have a radically different pool of energy that is supporting and imbuing us than if we, for instance, if we all just came here to listen passively to somebody speak about dreams or whatever we are going to be exploring. So the first thing is that. Secondly, I would hope by this stage in your life, that this stage in your life, that you have some sort of profound realization of the magnitude and mystery and wonderment of the body and physical reality. And at this stage of my life, it is as transpersonal, transcendental as any of the aspects of divine mind that I have known in the past.
Very cool. I think we're ready maybe now for another tune by local musician.
Just talk about the men's group. Talk a little bit about
it. He just did.
Okay, good.
He just did while you were out of the room.
I basically heard a lot about Brew, okay. Which is awesome.
Chris.
Well, I just think it's really
about what we do.
It's like, just really hard to explain what we do, what happens, what comes through on Thursday night. And Chris, I will say this, that Chris and I have developed a relationship that's rather profound.
We can say
one or two words, and it will arc in like no one could understand it, because one word could begin a whole transmission of information that would take years to understand. And so it's just it's a wonderful gathering, and Paul and John are now a part of that, and it's really cool.
So, Chris, what do you got for us next?
Well,
I
went out
my complete.
Sorry, I went out.
Playlist out there.
I had to tune.
Not that I'm bitter about it.
Okay, rule number one, always tune. So yeah, I had to tune the 12 string for you because you'd wanted to hear George Harrison. So.
Yeah, excellent.
Okay.
And this takes us back. So My Sweet Lord would have come out, I believe, in 1971. It was the Christmas holidays of 1970 when the Christmas happening occurred in Laguna Canyon. Of course, this is the great acid-fueled fiasco that sort of ended the hippie era in Laguna Beach. And this guy, George Harrison, probably defined that as much as anybody in a really genuine and sensitive way. And I love George Harrison, and I love this song.
I do too. Well, I'm trying to think when the concert for Bangladesh was. So this is
1972 or 3. And it was groundbreaking. You know, they had never done a concert. Nobody had ever done a concert for true charity before.
Yeah, this beat.
Harrison was, he was the pioneer.
It preceded Bob Geldof by a bunch of years. Tyler, can we take calls from people?
Yeah, we just don't have any.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So anybody can call in. So here's the deal. I'll take a risk. If you feel like hearing something, call in. Or if you just feel like putting your two cents in, because it's cool to be on the radio, and you want to support this amazing station.
Two cents and hundreds of dollars.
Yes, the figurative 2 cents and the literal Benjamins. Yeah. How's that?
Perfect.
Okay, so the studio number is 715-5936. So anyway, here we go. This is because John wanted to hear it. And it's a great song.
My sweet love, my love, my love, I really wanna see you, I really wanna be with you, I really wanna see you, love, but it takes so long, my love, my sweet love. My love, I really wanna see you, I really wanna be with you, yeah, really wanna show you love, that it won't take long, my love, my sweet love, my love, I really wanna see you. Really wanna see you, love. Really wanna see you, love. But it takes so long, my hallelujah, yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's great. That's great. Thank you. You know, I remember that part of what made that song provocative at the time was the refrain piece where he was calling out Hare Krishna. And, of course, we have our own Hare Krishna temple here in Laguna Beach. They, in addition to adding a lot of color and spiritual contribution to the community, they also make some really fantastic tortilla chips. If you ever have a chips here locally, definitely buy them. The Hare Krishnas make them, and they're delicious.
They do. And the other thing, I'm telling you, I've watched them. They have the most amazing calorie burning workout that without doing a workout. I basically when I watched them in group, I basically came up with someone should produce kirtan cardio. And have the Hare Krishna do it. I mean, it's amazing. It's an amazing thing. I remember as a kid in Laguna wondering, what are they doing? And then, of course, decades later, I developed much more of an appreciation.
Well, Greg, I know you have a very special connection to the local Laguna Beach Hare Krishna temple. Maybe you could share a little bit of your, call it family history, romantic history, and how it relates back to that temple.
Well, on August 5th, 1988, Friday evening, I took my wife of now over 30 years, to our first date, and I had met her August 1st, and next day called her and asked her out on a date, and she said, what do you want to do? And at that point, I had been dating women and taking them all these expensive dates and not really feeling that we're very satisfying. So I thought, I really want to do what I'm going to offer what I really want to do, which is go to the Hare Krishna temple and have a dinner there and then walk over to the art festival and then go see a movie called A Fish Called Wanda, which was playing at our local theater, which we used to have in Laguna. And we went on that date, and that was fantastic. And what was interesting is what I found out later was she had a date to the Jimmy Buffett concert, and she canceled that date to go to the Hare Krishna temple, which was kind of cool. And that date lasted 36 hours and actually 30 years. So that's my connection to the Hare Krishna temple.
That's a sweet story.
That's great.
What are you doing? I thought it was adorable. And of course, it's like asking Rain Man a question.
It.
It's like, yes, we were there. The date lasted 36 hours and she was wearing a blue dress.
Well, shout out to your lovely wife, Char. Char, special ops. And God bless you. You have the patience of Job.
We both have the patience
exactly.
of Job.
Exactly. Are you kidding?
And actually, I'm more gender specific on that one. Job was a man.
So I do. I love that song by Harrison. And it kind of relates, I think, Chris, to another song, which I am hoping you will play now. And
well, if you guys talk for a minute, I'll play it. What are you springing on me now?
Just Rishikesh.
Okay, so yeah. So talk amongst yourselves while I switch guitars.
Okay. And I know that, Chris, you had a very wonderful vacation over in India that helped inspire this. And it's that inspiration that ultimately led you to write this song, and that, you know, that's the kind of culture and dynamic that this radio station helps to create. It's an incubator for creativity, and one that the community should definitely be supporting. So please call in 949-715-5936, make a donation, or visit 93.5kx93.5.com/takeover for an online donation, or you can check them out on Facebook at KX93.5. And I guess I just want to say that this upcoming song is, and as Chris knows, has always been Rhea's favorite. Hello, sweetie, and hello, Charlie and Maggie. I think you're listening too, so we love you. And hi to everyone in Victoria Beach, our little neighborhood, especially the Liljestrums. If you're listening, I know Diane is also a member of the advisory board with me, and they have some family in town right now. So, hello to them. Okay, Chris.
Okay, so
without much further ado, tell us just for a couple of minutes about what inspired you so much in India and how it led specifically to the writing of this song, which again I think is Rhea's favorite, and this is the one I think that could be a true hit. So I really think a lot of this song.
Whatever a hit means, that's what I've begun to learn. You never know. So whatever songs I write basically just come from a place of authenticity and transparency. So I would say that that's what the men's group thing is about too. Rishikesh is a city in India. It's beautiful. It's in the very north of India. And those of you that are really into the Beatles know that that's where they were when they sat with the Maharishi and a lot of... He basically transformed their music a lot. And so being in Rishikesh with my wife was an incredible experience. And so while I was there, I brought my little travel guitar, and I had never really, I didn't know how to play My Sweet Lord, and I thought, I'm going to teach myself My Sweet Lord whilst, to use one of John's favorite words, whilst in India. And so I did that, and it was really cool, and I was walking around the grounds of this Ayurvedic retreat overlooking Rishikesh. And the melody just kind of, the name Rishikesh was tripping me out. I kept hearing in my head, Rishikesh, Rishikesh. And I thought, that sounds like something. It wouldn't let go. So that's the genesis of the song. And so this is Rishikesh. I received an invitation. Love sent from
far away. It took my whole life to finally meet her. Now she beckons me to stay. Yeah. I surrender to Irishike. Sweet seduction at your water's end. I surrender to Irishikesh. Wisdom of the ages becomes common sense. Traveling to it's not about the destination, it's the journey on the way. The eyes of saints and hungry children, they crack me open just the same. I surrender to Irishike. Sweet seduction at your water's end. Will I surrender to Irishike? Commonplace these days and nights in Irishike. Source of all illumination, love is its other name. We share lifetimes together in each day. Now my soul can say, I surrender to Irishike. Sweet seduction at your water's edge. I surrender to your Irishike. Wisdom of the ages becomes common sense.
Wow.
Thank you.
Well done. Beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful. Awesome.
So these wow. songs, yeah. So these songs, I play the music. So this is not what I do for a living. And,
really?
Yeah. And I'm a professional. I actually get paid when I play. However, I don't do this for a living. Am I allowed to plug where we play?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So this is John resident. Church and Dr. Gregory Wolf, MD, and local Laguna Beach musician, Chris Amadeo. And we are here live at KX93.5 on Pearl Street in the center of the universe, Laguna Beach, California. And please call in, support the radio station, 949-715-5936, or on the web, kx935.com/KX Takeover. Chris,
a donation will definitely keep you connected to the center of the universe.
Exactly.
If you have any interest in being connected to the center of the universe, donate to KX 93.5 right now.
Hey, that sounded good. Anyone ever tell you you got a good radio voice?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I'll be the first.
Okay. I was known as Marble Mouth or Motor Mouth, so that's very rare.
So anyway, the center of the universe thing, really, John, it's not as arrogant as it could sound. It's really based on out of love for this place, not anything pejorative. Because center of the universe does sound a little teensy, weensy bit.
Inflated?
Inflated.
Yeah, well,
when
know,
in doubt.
Inflate.
Exactly.
So when this, in doubt, inflate.
That's right. This is kind of what we do on Thursdays.
So, Chris, I was hoping
that and so should you.
Yeah. So, Chris, I was hoping that kind of in keeping again with Tyler's vision of generational alt rock, you might play something from a band that's a bit more contemporary, maybe not like today's music, but certainly guys that are about as cool and have as good a music as anything I've heard in my lifetime.
No, please don't. Please don't. You're not going to, are you?
The Red Hot Chili Peppers and Californication. This is something that I know you recently had a vision to play, and
I had a request to play it.
Yeah, this is fantastic, and I love this tune. I love this band, and they kind of define to me in certain ways Southern California culture. And take it away, Chris.
Yeah, well, learning the lyrics for this, I don't even have all late, so you guys can jump in, okay?
Psychic spies from China trying to steal your mind's elation. Little girls from Sweden dream of silver screen quotation. If you have these kind of dreams, it's Californication. The edge of the world in all of Western civilization. Sun may rise in the east, at least it settles in a final location. Understood that Hollywood sells Californication. Be your surgeon very well to break the spell of aging. Celebrity skin, is at your chin, or is it war you're waging? First bone you're cold, hardcore, soft bone. Dream of Californication. Dream of Californication. Marry me, girl, be a fairy to the world, be my very own constellation. Little teenage bride with a baby inside, getting high on information. Ah, yeah, I told you the lyrics. Buy me a star on a boulevard, it's Californication. Born and raised by those who praise control of population. Everybody's been there, and I don't mean on vacation. Postpone your cold, hardcore, supple. Dream of Californication. Dream of Californication. Dream of Californication. Dream of Californication. Destruction breeds a very rough road, but it also breeds creation. Earthquakes on when girls get tired, it's another good vibration. Tidal waves couldn't save the world from Californication. Pay your surgeon very well to break the spell of aging. Sicker than the rest, there is no test, but this is what you're craving. Postpone unicorn, hardcore soft porn. Dream of Californication. Dream of Californication. Dream of Californication.
That's the ambulance coming to pick me up after the train wreck of the Californication.
Well, thank you. And that again was Chris Amadeo. I'm John Church. We're joined by Dr. Gregory Wolf and in absentia local artist Paul Heusenstamm, a.k.a. Men's Group. And we're here to help raise money for the local nonprofit Laguna Beach's only FM radio station, KX93.5. Please call into the studio here, 949-715-5936, or go on the web and make a donation at kx93.5.com/KX Takeover. As we segue out here, I think we'll have what time for one more song, and it's a consequence, Tyler, of you allowing me to go on air, because I know it's a band and a song that you really don't like. But that's okay, because it's all for a good cause and we're helping you to raise money. And this song probably is the most famous and most spiritually provocative in rock history. A lot has been made about this song, a lot of rumors, a lot of innuendo. And when you hear the band members talk about it in one of the best rock documentaries that I think are out there about the Eagles, these guys have, still to this day, they're pretty close to the vest on what exactly the song is about and what it's meant to be about. But it certainly harkens back to a time in Laguna Beach when there were a lot of outlaws, the so-called hippie mafia operated right out of Laguna Canyon, a.k.a. the Brotherhood of Eternal Love. It was just over 50 years ago, just a short distance from this very studio where the infamous Dr. Timothy Leary was arrested by then very aggressive Chief of Police Neil Purcell for having a bunch of marijuana. And he went to prison. He got sprung by the Black Panthers, lived in some crazy places, and eventually did a little bit of time. But it just goes back to a time in this town where there was a bit of a rebel ethos. And I still feel like, to some degree, that's still there. And this song, Hotel California, also has probably one of the most iconic guitar pieces in all of rock. So again, I know that Tyler, this is not your favorite, but
this will take us out of the show, by the way. I just wanted to let you know.
Absolutely.
So thank you guys very much. It's been really, really cool.
Thanks for having us.
And so I'm not going to play the whole lengthy guitar duo thing at the end, obviously. So anyway, I like playing. Okay, we need to go. We're wrapping up. All right, here we go. Here's a little bit of Hotel California. And you can hear Ray West and I gotta plug this, at Greenleaf on Wednesdays and Fridays every week, or the Marine Room, or whatever, Mozambique, when you can get it booked.
On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair, warm smell of Calitas rising up through the air. Up ahead in the distance, I saw a shimmering light. It grew heavy and my sight grew dim. Had to stop for the night. Then she stood in the doorway of the mission bell. I was thinking to myself, this could be heaven or this could be hell. Then she lit up the candle and she showed me the way. There were voices down the corridor, thought I heard them say, hey, welcome to the Hotel California. Such a lovely place, such a lovely face. Honey, your room at the Hotel California. Any time of year, you can find her here. Her mind is Tiffany twisted. Got the Mercedes bells. Got a lot of pretty, pretty boys she called friends. How they dance in the courtyard, sweet summer sweat. Some dance to remember, some dance to forget. So I called up the captain, I said, please bring me my wine. He said, we haven't had that spirit in here since 1969. Still those voices are calling from far away. Wake you up in the middle.